Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Last Stop on Market Street. An instructional guide for literature by Jodan Smith is a classroom resource created to support teachers who use the picture book Last Stop on Market Street as a complex anchor text, positioned as an instructional guide rather than a student-facing workbook. It organizes lesson plans and activities that help educators lead purposeful rereading, discussion, and writing tied closely to the text. A central aim is to increase rigor through text-dependent questions that push students beyond recall into inference, analysis of story elements, and evidence-based responses. The guide also foregrounds close reading routines, asking students to return to specific passages and details to justify ideas, clarify vocabulary, and deepen comprehension. Alongside comprehension work, the resource includes approaches for vocabulary development and multiple ways to check understanding. It also encourages cross-curricular extensions, so students can connect the reading experience to broader learning goals, while maintaining a strong focus on literacy instruction in elementary settings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, text-dependent questions that build evidence-based thinking. A defining feature of the guide is its use of text-dependent questions designed to strengthen how students reason from what the book actually says and shows. Instead of relying on personal connections alone, students are prompted to cite details from the story and illustrations to support their answers. This approach helps teachers move classroom talk from general impressions to accountable discussion, where students explain how they know, in elementary classrooms. That shift is significant because it builds habits needed for later analytical reading, locating relevant details, distinguishing strong evidence from weak support, and revising an idea when the text points in a different direction. The questions can be used to guide whole class discussion, partner talk, or written responses, allowing the same text to serve multiple levels of challenge. By repeatedly directing attention back to specific moments, the guide promotes higher order thinking such as inference, comparison, and interpretation of author and illustrator choices, while still keeping instruction grounded in accessible routines for young learners. Secondly, Nocker, close reading routines through purposeful rereading. The instructional design emphasizes close reading as a structured practice of rereading with a clear purpose each time. Rather than treating the story as a one-and-done read aloud, the guide encourages teachers to revisit key passages so students can notice more, think more carefully, and speak more precisely. Purposeful rereading supports comprehension because students can first grasp the overall meaning, then return to explore how the story is built. In practice, close reading may involve focusing on plot events and how they connect, examining how characters respond to what happens, and identifying details that shape the setting and tone. It also supports the development of metacognitive skills. Students learn to slow down, ask questions, and confirm ideas with the text. For teachers, the close reading structure provides a repeatable instructional routine that can be applied to other high-quality picture books. It aligns well with rigorous literacy instruction because it treats a short, rich text as worthy of sustained analysis, discussion, and writing. Third, the teaching story elements and comprehension strategies. The guide organizes instruction around foundational story elements that elementary students must master to become strong comprehenders. Lessons focus on components such as characters, setting, and events, and they connect those elements to meaning-making rather than treating them as isolated labels. Students are guided to track what happens in the story, how characters respond, and how details contribute to the overall message. This makes story structure a tool for understanding, not just a checklist. The resource also supports comprehension strategies that teachers commonly use in literature study, such as summarizing, making inferences, and explaining cause and effect relationships across events, because the questions and activities are anchored in the text. Students practice these strategies with a concrete reference point, which helps reduce guesswork and strengthens accuracy. For educators, the value is in having a coherent sequence of instruction that turns a single picture book into multiple learning opportunities, reinforcing both narrative understanding and the academic language students need to discuss literature clearly. Fourthly, vocabulary development tied to meaning and context. Vocabulary work in the guide is connected to comprehension and close reading rather than being separated from the story. Students learn to determine word meaning through context and to pay attention to how specific words shape understanding of events, characters, and the overall message. This supports a core goal of rigorous literacy instruction, helping students become more independent in figuring out unfamiliar words while reading. In an elementary setting, that may include discussing key words from the text, clarifying nuanced meanings, and practicing how to use new vocabulary in speaking and writing. When vocabulary is taught in connection with specific passages, students can see how the author and illustrator communicate ideas and tone, which deepens literary understanding. The approach also supports students who need additional language scaffolds, because it provides explicit opportunities to revisit words and rehearse them in meaningful contexts. For teachers, the guide offers a practical way to integrate vocabulary into the literature block so that word learning directly strengthens comprehension and quality of student responses. Lastly, assessment and cross-curricular extensions for deeper learning. To help teachers monitor progress, the guide includes multiple ways to assess comprehension, giving educators options beyond a single quiz-style check. These assessment approaches can include discussion-based evidence, written responses, and tasks that require students to show understanding of story elements and vocabulary. Using varied assessment methods matters in elementary classrooms because students demonstrate learning in different ways, and teachers need clear signals about who is ready for more challenge and who needs reteaching. The guide also supports cross-curricular activities that extend the reading experience into broader learning, while still keeping the text at the center. Cross-curricular extensions can help students build background knowledge, practice communication skills, and apply what they learn from the story in another subject area. For educators, this combination of assessment and extension work is a practical planning benefit. It helps turn a single anchor text into a compact unit that includes instruction, practice, and evidence of learning, making the resource useful for both day-to-day teaching and longer unit design. In conclusion, this instructional guide is best suited for elementary educators who want a structured, standards-aligned way to teach Last Stop on Market Street with more depth than a traditional read-aloud discussion. Classroom teachers, literacy coaches, and interventionists can use it to plan text-centered lessons that develop students' ability to answer with evidence, participate in accountable talk, and write about reading in a more analytical way. The practical benefits are clear: ready-to-use lesson sequences, close reading prompts, vocabulary support, and multiple options for checking comprehension so instruction can be adjusted based on what students show they understand. It also works well for teachers who value routines they can repeat with other high-quality picture books. Since the emphasis on text-dependent questions and rereading is transferable, compared with many generic novel study packets, the resource stands out by focusing on rigor through evidence-based thinking rather than relying primarily on crafts, opinion prompts, or broad themes detached from the text. Its cross-curricular suggestions add flexibility while keeping literacy goals central, making it a useful tool for building strong comprehension and critical literacy habits early. If you would like to support Jodayne Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.